Absolute Radio Country is filled with the best sounds from Nashville 24 hours a day. But even we can't fit in everything. You'll find a full story right here. This is Country Music Talk, the podcast that takes you behind the scenes of the world of country music.
Welcome to the Country Music Talk podcast, where you can hear the biggest names in country music telling the stories behind their songs, sharing the latest news, and giving us all the gossip on life in Music City and beyond. I'm Baylen Leonard, and you can catch me on Absolute Radio Country. Listen on DAB Radio in the UK, on the free Rayo app, or you can just ask your smart speaker to play Absolute Radio Country. Right. Let's get on with the podcast.
This is the Country Music Talk Podcast from Absolute Radio Country.
Ryan and Rory, welcome to the UK. What a joy to have you here.
We are thrilled to be here.
Thanks for having us.
So what has the past year been like for you guys? Has it just been a bit of a roller coaster?
It's been a whirlwind for sure.
Yeah, it's been we've done the Opry now 3 times. We've put out a bunch of new music.
But how great that you had to think about it. Because it's not just like we've done the Opry. It's like you've done the Opry.
Yeah.
You're getting to that point where you've done it so many times now that you have to think. There will be a moment where you don't know how many times you've done it because you've done it so many times.
We hope so.
Yeah.
It's been awesome. We've done a bunch of new music, been on tour, and we've been jam-packed.
Been busy, yeah.
So you're making loads of new fans in the UK. Let's get to know you a little bit. So one of you from Nashville,
yes.
One of you from North Carolina. Which is which?
Ryan is born and raised in Nashville.
Which is kind of odd a little bit, right?
Yeah.
Because most country artists move.
Are not from Tennessee, exactly. Just like me, who was from North Carolina.
Exactly. Yeah. You're from Raleigh.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Which maybe if anybody in the UK knows Raleigh, they'll know Raleigh-Durham Airport.
Yeah, absolutely. Right. Yeah. Yep.
But if you're not from the UK, what do we need to know about Raleigh?
Well, there's 3 D1 college schools that, like, if you're like a sports fanatic, that is the place to be, Raleigh, North Carolina. Because you got UNC, Duke, NC State. So if you're in the football, basketball, and it's all right there within a 20-mile radius.
Were you into any of those?
No.
No, that was just never going to be
a
thing.
Yeah, I don't have friends that play and whatnot, but
right,
no.
Right, okay.
All right,
so we got that. Yep. What else?
Best piano player singer I've ever heard comes out of there.
Oh, look at that. Lovely.
A lot of fried chicken, a lot of good food, I'd say that.
Okay, yeah. So if we're going to Raleigh and we've got a layover, we're going to go for fried chicken?
Yeah, we're going to Bojangles. It's Bojangles time.
Bojangles, we don't have them here. So Bojangles is a fast food fried chicken restaurant.
Yes. Yep.
And the key to Bojangles is there's a little bit of spice, right? There's a little bit of Cajun seasoning in the fried chicken.
Absolutely.
Don't like their breakfast, though.
Really? I think it's the best hangover breakfast on earth. Are you kidding me?
No, sir. No, thank you.
All right, I love this moment right here.
I gotta educate some people. So for breakfast, don't listen to this guy. You gotta get the Cajun filet egg and cheese biscuit for breakfast.
I do not need Cajun spice for my breakfast.
Chicken, egg, and cheese. Okay. If you're extremely hungover, that is what you eat in the
chicken
morning.
For breakfast.
Yes.
You might as well be eating beans for breakfast.
No, not at Bojangles.
I'm starting to think you might not be in Ryan Rory. Are you working for Bojangles?
Yeah, are you sponsored by Ryan and Roy? Brought to you by Bojangles. Finger licking Cajun or something. What's their logo?
It's Boo time.
I think he does work for Bojangles.
I'm just trying to represent my home state.
Lord Almighty.
Be proud.
Always.
But I ain't having chicken for breakfast.
You got to. You just expand your horizons.
We'll go somewhere else.
Thank you.
Yeah, exactly. We'll go somewhere in Nashville.
So you know, everybody who's a big country fan in the UK loves going to Nashville. If they've not been to Nashville, they dream about it or they're researching it for the day that they do go. And we all know loads about Nashville, or we think we do. But it's not very often that we meet a Nashville native.
Yes.
So as a Nashville native, is there stuff that people get wrong about Nashville? Like, is there another side to Nashville that people just don't see?
I mean, I think that as cliche as going to Broadway is, mm-hmm. it's really kind of worth the hype. Like the bands are really like, a lot of the guys that are even playing down there are touring musicians that are just keeping their chops up in their off time. So no, it is like, it's worth doing Broadway and going to Tootsie's and going and doing that.
So Tootsie's is going to be your choice.
No, we actually name check it in our latest song. Thinking it's Roberts.
Oh yeah. I was going to say I always say if you're going to go to one honky tonk.
Yes.
Go to Roberts.
So our little like plan that we give people like that are new to town is that you hit Roberts, you go to the stage, and then you're not supposed to remember anything else after that.
Then they're all fine.
Maybe go to Kid Rock's. Bojangles chicken breakfast the next morning.
Yes, there's Bojangles in Nashville. Yeah. Yes, there is. Yes,
so
sir.
So we can combine both of your loves
in
one trip.
There are some amazing things that are not in the city. Like there's a place called Catfish Kitchen out in Pegram, like past Pegram, that's like insane. And there's stuff that's outside of town that's, you know, that is not on the ChatGPT map of things to do.
So growing up in Nashville, was it always, like, music was always going to be the thing? It's just like a DNA thing?
Absolutely.
There was never anything else where you were like, maybe I'm going to do that?
No. I mean, my parents had me on film. The first song I wrote was around, like, 3 or 4 years old, and it was called My Boot Came Off. And it was pretty much all over but the shouting after that. I mean, it says in my yearbook that I want to be a professional songwriter when I grow up.
All right. So you were like, this is it. My boot. Boots came off?
That My was boot a, came off, yeah.
Please tell me you guys do that now.
We don't. I mean...
We're going to rewrite it, though, so it fits the Ryan and Rory.
Do you know, every show that I'm out of yours, I'm going to be down front going... Play My Boot Came Off.
You know, it was a banger, dude. It was pretty repetitive, but it was really good.
Some of the best songs are.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I knew a chorus right away, man.
And what about in North Carolina? Were you like, country music's my thing, or were you I'm going to go work at Bojangles?
No. I mean, I would if they said, hey, we need an extra hand.
I
would say put me in coach, but
so
no, I was playing piano since I was basically 3 years old, and then picked up singing guitar and the whole nine. I mean, music's been in my DNA, basically. Like, my dad's a musician, and that's I've known how to do.
So both of you grew up in musical households?
Very, very much so.
And was it super eclectic musical households? Or, you know, like, was everybody listening to everything, or was there certain stuff that you were growing up on?
We listened to a little bit of everything just in the house, but it was really my neighbors and friends that I went to school with that turned me onto it from a super young age, and they're the reason why I spent 12 years going back and forth in Nashville, and then I've been living there for 2 years doing this with Ryan. So.
I didn't know, and I'm not kidding, I did not know that there was other music other than country music
and
the Beatles until I was probably like 7.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, then what a full circle moment to, like, you know, be from the home of country music and then bringing your brand of country music over to the home of the Beatles.
Yeah, yeah, it's very full circle. My dad is stoked about that, as an absolute Beatlehead that he is. So,
right. So, have you been to Abbey Road?
Yes, definitely.
Okay,
definitely. Went there with him when I was a teenager.
Right.
It's my first time here in London, so I need to go check that out.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you need to show him. You'll know it like the back of your hand now. You go up to the side door at Abbey Road and be like, boom,
yeah,
Ryan.
Hey, it's us. We're recording.
Yeah, exactly. Let's talk about your latest single, Wasn't Thinking. Already, we're loving it. It seems to be like the fans are into it.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about this and we'll play it.
To circle back to Broadway, it's really kind of about that.
And you mentioned Tootsie's.
Yeah, we mentioned Roberts in the song.
Oh,
actually.
It's Roberts. Yeah.
And it's about how all the nights start when we go down there, and as people who live there and as a native, we still go down there pretty often. Mm. So
when you go to Roberts, your favorite honky tonk.
Yeah.
All right. This is what I tell people to do when they go to Roberts. Tell me if this kind of aligns with what I should be telling people. I say, go to Roberts. Go upstairs.
Yes.
Sit like as close to the balcony as you can, because you can watch all the tomfoolery happening beneath you, and get yourself some crinkle cut fries.
Yeah.
And either like a grilled cheese or a bologna sandwich.
Fragment.
And just let the world
know. So proud of you.
Yeah, we're right on the same page, except we just tell people recession special.
Okay. That's what they call it, yeah. But you're right. That balcony, that little spot up there.
That's the one.
That's the one, dude.
Yeah, it's like the VIP section.
Love it.
Or something. Okay, so there you go. If you haven't been to Nashville before, there you go. You've got your start in it. And then who knows who you're going to meet?
You never know.
At Roberts.
No. You never know.
Or who's going to pop up and perform.
Yeah, you know, it happens all the time.
Absolutely. Do you guys ever still go down to Broadway and kind of do that?
I would say we go down there more often than most.
Yeah, dude. Especially since putting this song out, man. We're down there a lot.
Hashtag content.
Yeah. So we have, I think it was the summer that we had an EP from you guys, like last year, the year before?
Yep. Year and some change ago.
So, I mean, the thing is about the way that music works nowadays, you can do whatever you want. You don't have to release an LP. You don't have to release an EP. You can just be putting songs out as and when you want to. Where are you guys on that spectrum? Are you still kind of like album focused? Are you just
so the plan this year is to put out a full length,
okay,
full length record. Yeah,
all right. So we've kind of shifted from song to song to song to we've been working on a body of music that we're really excited about, and we're excited. We still like records. Like,
yeah,
we like albums, I do as well. and I enjoy getting into them for a lengthy period of time because they always remind me of whatever time of my life I'm in.
Yeah,
when I look back, so we're excited to contribute to that type of thing.
And also something like an album or something that's a long play is like, as a listener, I know that a lot of cares went into the order that you've put those songs in.
Yeah.
And so, without sounding like a greeting card, it's like a journey.
It is. Definitely. It absolutely is. And it's something that I truly, truly enjoy. So I'm always listening to the songs over and over, reordering, like as we speak. So,
well, we can't wait for it. Where are you in that process?
Just trying to pick favorite kids.
We're trying to beat
kids.
The song, yeah.
Do you know, I got a suggestion for you. And look, do with this what you will.
We're not doing a Bojangles song.
Well, I think I know where you're going with this.
I just think that, I would really like to hear My Boot Came Off.
Done.
Okay. Right.
I got the melody in my head already.
All right, great. Yeah. I mean, maybe, and again, who am I? But it could even be the title.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Listen, I've got to go make a big poster that says, play My Boot Came Off.
My Boot Came Off,
so that I'm ready for this. But it's such a joy to meet you guys.
Hey, such a joy to meet you. Too, the good news is you already know the words to the song, so it's going to be a home run, man.
I'm so excited. I might make a t-shirt.
Get me one.
I will see you guys. That. Hopefully, we'll see you over here loads more.
I hope so.
Yeah, we really, please keep coming. And we will keep playing Poor Decisions, which we love.
Oh, hell yeah. Thank you. Thank you.
Heaven's Got a Country Station.
Yep.
We love that as well. And, I mean, my favorite, My Boot Came Off. So happy to see you guys.
Dude, so happy to see you. Thanks for having us.
Thanks, man.
The Country Music Talk Podcast from Absolute Radio Country.
An in-depth look behind the scenes at the world of country music.
Thanks for listening to the podcast. We'll have another dropping soon for y'all, so don't forget to keep it country.
If you enjoy the Country Music Talk podcast, chances are you'll also enjoy Absolute Radio Country. It's the place where real music matters, and we love country music just as much as you do. You'll find us online on the free Absolute Radio app, on digital radio throughout the UK, or just ask your smart speaker to play Absolute Radio Country.